The Pope's visit to Britain is not the only big news from Europe today. In Brussels, European political leaders gathered for a summit. The meeting was supposed to be about the economy. Instead, that theme was overshadowed by an argument over France's deportation of more than 1,000 Roma, or gypsies, to Romania and Bulgaria. From Brussels, the World's Clark Boyd reports.
Tensions between the European Union and France on the Roma issue have been growing lately. France says the deportations are aimed at fighting crime and illegal immigration. But the EU's concern is that France is breaking the law by targeting a specific group. French officials have told European Union officials that the expulsions are not ethnically or racially motivated. Recently, though, a leaked document from the French Interior Ministry seemed to show otherwise. And yesterday, European Commission Vice President Viviane Reding spoke out.
My patience is wearing thin. Enough is enough. No member state can expect special treatment when fundamental values and European laws are at stake.
Reding went on to call France's actions against the Roma a disgrace.
Discrimination on the basis of ethnic origin or race has no place in Europe. It is incompatible with the values on which the European Union is founded.
She also added, "This is a situation I had thought Europe would not have to witness again after the Second World War." Reding may not have intended that to sound like she was linking the present-day treatment of the Roma to the treatment of Jews and gypsies in Nazi-occupied France, but that's exactly how many in France took it. Today in Brussels, French President Nicolas Sarkozy responded.
On ne parle pas comme ça entre partenaires européens. Ces propos étaient.
One doesn't talk like that between European partners, Sarkozy said. This shocked us deeply, he added, and said that it was his duty as president to defend France. Sarkozy's own Minister for European Affairs, Pierre Layouche, who was born in Tunisia, also took aim on French radio.
En tant que ministre français, en tant que citoyen français, en tant que fils de quelqu'un qui s'est battu.
As a French minister, as a French citizen, I can't let Ms. Reding say that the France of 2010 is the France of Vichy, Layouche said. He noted that France paid for the Roma's airfare back to their country of origin and gave them a few hundred dollars to get started. A nest egg, an air ticket, Layouche said, is not the death trains. It's not the gas chambers. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso today distanced himself from Reding's choice of words, but said that she had his full support. For her part, Reding said her message to France is simple.
A country which is going against European values, the European Treaty, and European law will be in front of the Commission and will have to answer questions.
France could be fined by the EU if it's found that the country violated European law in its treatment of the Roma. Individual Roma, legal experts say, could also bring lawsuits against the French government. Some here in Brussels worry that the fight between France and the EU will hurt Europe's standing globally. As one European foreign minister put it, when we promote free trade, climate change, and human rights around the world, we need to have our own backyard in order. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.